All right, and welcome to the Threat Labs podcast. I'm your host, Justin Dorsey, and with me, as always, is my buddy, my friend, my pal, Kevin O'Connor. How are you doing this week, Kevin?
Doing well in the new year.
That is fantastic to hear. Everybody out there, make sure you rate, review, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, on Spotify, on Google Play, and all that good stuff. Please give us 5 stars if you love that type of feedback. We appreciate all the support we've been receiving out there, and we hope to continue to bring the fantastic content really into 2019 like we did half of 2018.
That's right.
January 16th, it's cold, it's starting to snow, it's miserable, no one's having a good time. This is the worst time of the year. I hate it. Even though my birthday is like a couple weeks away, which still isn't even all that great. It's just, I don't like this time of year. I really don't.
Wintry mix on the horizon, apparently, too. So, and it snowed on the weekend also this past week. We got a ton of snow on a Saturday.
Yeah, I know, on a Saturday. So it just screwed up people's plans more than anything.
It really did. And then Sunday was a mess. And then, schools were canceled on Monday.
Yeah, I know, which actually helped me get into work and back home a lot easier than I anticipated.
It's always
Probably didn't need to. I mean,
they definitely
were streets like bad on Monday.
Yeah, but they mostly checked the sidewalks because if the kids can't, you know, stand on the sidewalks for the buses and all that stuff.
True.
They always get a gimme. There's always like a gimme at least once a year.
I'd have one snow day.
Yeah, for sure.
Although we'll probably get several more.
Yeah, people forget. People are always like, oh, we didn't get much snow. But this is when it starts in Maryland, I feel
If somebody has already said we haven't gotten that much snow, then they have no idea what they're talking about.
I know.
We've got 2 more months of possible snow.
February is the thick of it.
That's the thick of it. End of January, like in February, it's just that is cold, miserable weather.
Yeah, it was like 20 degrees this morning. 20.
Yeah.
20.
20. Whoops. Yeah, sorry, I was eating sweet potato fries and some of it just spit out onto Kevin.
My coworker and I were looking at these jackets today. I forget, Oros jackets or something. Have you heard of this?
I have not.
This is not a sponsor or anything or an advertisement. But like we were, because we found it because it's like slogan or whatever advertisement is that it can handle being in negative 30 degree weather. It's like an actual hiking person.
Oh, so this is for people that are, you know, going across the tundra, the Arctic.
But it looks nice. Like, it looks like a winter winter jacket, but also
is it
like
stylish?
Resistant to, I mean, you know, it looks like how North Face kind of makes their jackets or whatever. Like that.
Okay. I never heard of it. We could not
find a bad review on it. We couldn't.
Really?
And some guy was like, I used it, and we were on like random like places.
Everything.
Not just like on, you know, because
places where replies mean the least. You're still looking for replies.
Yeah. So, and there was one guy's like, I was in a t-shirt underneath only, and I was hot. And I was like,
hey.
It was on a mountain.
How much are these jackets? They got to be expensive.
It was
hell.
Yeah, it was $300. But
that's honestly not as much as I thought it was going to
be. It's about the normal price for like a good winter coat, I guess.
I remember a few years ago, I was looking at this Burberry jacket because it looked real fly on me.
Yeah.
That thing was like $900, and I guarantee you it did not keep me
insulated. That thing lets in a lot of cold air, probably.
It was almost skin tight. It was winter jacket.
Yeah, you sacrificed the style for the whatever technology. But this was made, that's the whole kicker for this thing. It's made with like aerospace technology. It's made aerogel. Used on NASA ships.
Aerogel?
It's like ground up aerogel, which creates.
What is aerogel?
I feel like
that's a buzzword. One of those things like comes.
Oh, it's 100% a buzzword.
It was like aerogel technology. I was like, what the hell is aerogel technology?
It apparently captures.
It means nothing to me.
It captures the air within it. So it captures the old air in like pockets within the aerogel, so it doesn't reach you. So like stay. I don't. You know, that's what the thing says.
Okay.
So it's 100% a buzzword, but NASA does use it apparently.
Okay.
Maybe in like one little like cabinet on their ship or something.
It's like all the interns' jackets are used with aerogel.
Aerogel, bro.
NASA uses it.
Slaps an ass on it.
Awesome. Well, yeah, it's not a great time of year, but you know what today is, which. You know, like, I've talked about it before several times in this show. Like, every day is just, like, a day for somebody. Whether it's, like, a teacher's day, whether it's, like, butcher's day. Like, any
I know what today.
Thing is. Wait, what's today?
Venus is in retrograde. I don't even know what that is.
We're not getting into astrology.
I don't even know what that is. I think
is Venus in retrograde right now?
I have no idea. I don't even know what that means, to be honest.
Usually when Mars in retrograde, I might be totally wrong on this. Somebody might be able to correct us out there, but I think Mars is when it's in retrograde, things go crazy. But you know what? It doesn't make sense. None of that, all that shit is, it's BS.
Venus is in retrograde from October 5th to November 16th.
Okay, and what does that mean?
And
I don't mean what is Venus specifically doing. I want to know.
Oh, I'll tell you that part. Yeah, I don't know what the actual...
What it means for... But what, specifically because I'm an Aquarius, what does that mean?
When Venus is in retrograde, since retrogrades rule the past, ex-lovers and old issues can resurface during this six-week cycle. Mm. It's also right before the holidays, too, when everyone's depressed because they're about to go into debt. That's
upsetting. Time of year?
October 5th to November 16th. Although I love that
time. That's not now.
I know. I said it's not in retrograde.
Oh.
I didn't even know what that meant when I said it.
Really? Well, you heard of it.
Yeah, that's why.
This is stupid conversation. We have to have a real discussion about what today is.
All right. Go ahead. I'll read your Aquarius when you're in retrograde.
Wait, no. I'm not going to go ahead because it's totally different. What does that mean?
Well, they have a breakdown of what each sign is in retrograde.
Okay.
Daddy issues with Venus retrograde in your paternal zone. Resolve childhood dynamics before they taint your current relationship.
Aquarius?
Yes, it's Aquarius. You may have reservations about the future and need to pause so you can assess whether you want the same thing, and if you don't, to invent some new long-term goals. Office romance is ill-advised now. Okay, now it's
office fine. Romance is always ill-advised, first of all. See, that's what all of this astrology stuff is. It's these vague pluralities
that
could really apply to anyone of any time of their life.
I'm a Virgo.
That's literally all it is. Everything is.
When Virgo's in retrograde, it means, or this says, playing devil's advocate is a dangerous game while Venus reverses through your communication house until October 31st. Choose your battles and your words to avoid burning bridges. Money and job tension rise when Venus backs into your workout.
All of this is
from October 31st to November 16th.
All of these things that are like kind of applicable to anyone all year round.
Thinking about splurging on a luxury item for your home or wardrobe? Right. Hold off until the retrograde ends if you can, especially if it's non-returnable. Whatever. I don't like this one.
Exactly.
Retrograde's beat.
It's all beat. I'm so out on astrology.
I do like reading my horoscope, though.
I like reading my horoscope, too. But it doesn't mean anything.
Do you want to know what your daily horoscope is?
For today, January 16th.
All right, let's read the daily horoscopes, and then we'll get off this.
I don't really care.
Well, I'm going to read mine, then.
Well, if you're going to read yours, read mine. What are you?
Oh, my gosh.
You're a Leo?
I'm a Virgo.
Virgo.
Leo, jeez.
Yeah, you're definitely
today you might try to put computers or other forms of advanced technology to work for you, Virgo. That's every day of my life. This could be of great benefit to you.
So does everyone, because everything's freaking technology now.
You might be blown away by the advantages of it. Your mind should be quick enough to grasp any new software equipment that you will. Oh, dude, I have going to software training in a couple weeks here. Oh my God!
It's tons
so close.
Of software. You know a crap ton more about software. All right,
that one was off. They're usually pretty spot on. If you read the overall characteristics of a Virgo, it's pretty spot on for me. Do you want to know what yours is?
Again,
intellectual and spiritual discussion should bring you even closer to people dear to you, Aquarius. Relations.
That's what we're doing right now.
With a romantic partner, should be especially warm and intimate today. You're in a philosophical frame of mind, so you might want to attend a lecture. Expect new insights to come your way. Books, magazine articles, and websites could also prove enlightening. You have had a lot of ideas recently. It's totally accurate. It's 100% accurate.
Okay, 100%. Right, it's fail-proof.
We can get off.
It's in the stars.
It is in the stars.
That's why, literally that's why the best gift you can buy someone is a star.
That's
and
a worst
named
gift.
After them.
That's an awful gift.
Well, why?
Because you know they're
you can read
no.
the, you can read everything. All of this astrology. No, it's all based on the stars, Kevin. I don't know what you're talking
they're
about.
They're selling the same stars over and over again, I bet.
No, man.
Yeah, 100%.
How would they do that? That's illegal.
It's illegal. Who's gonna know?
By the solar governing body.
We need
some bullshit. But you know what
star
today is
purchasing. Company.
Yeah, talk about a fucking grift.
Let's get into this at the star talk business. About,
how can we make money without doing anything? Let's sell stars.
we can literally
sell our own stars. Why not?
Yeah, I'm claiming a bunch of stars.
We can just claim like pieces of the sky for no reason. Give them a signed certificate and a picture of the stars in the galaxy.
Yeah, I wonder how different companies handle that. Like, can they purchase, like, what if some companies, like...
No, they can't purchase
fucking stars. Like, I purchased the star from this company, and the person's like, yeah, but we're a different company, and we own that stuff.
You know how much fine print is in that crap that you do when you, like... It probably says, this is all crap. This is all BS. We can't, like, we can't physically sell you interstellar stars. They're galaxies and light years away.
How much do you
it's
think?
It's impossible. It makes
it's
no
sense.
It's
probably dead. Yeah, it could already be dead. Right?
Yeah, because it takes years. What, doesn't it, literally
it's
for
a
the...
shitload of light years.
Wasn't it, like, just the light from the sun?
I think it's a couple days.
It takes, like, 8 days.
Yeah.
To get here. Let alone freaking...
I just typed into Google how much to purchase A. Do you want to know what the first thing in the autofill is?
Prostitute.
A horse, actually.
A horse? Yeah. Really?
I thought that was interesting.
I definitely would have thought of him prostitute.
Whoa. All right, so apparently it's between $20 and $40 to buy a star.
Okay. What the hell does that mean?
Oh, no, you can buy a star that's over $100, too. We need to get in the star business.
Yeah. Because I need to make money without doing anything.
We should probably buy a Thread Lad star.
Out of money.
Let's get a Thread Lad star.
Let's not talk about this over here.
Okay.
But
it's all pod talk.
It's January 16th. To get back to what this day is actually about, because no bullshit like planet
we
is
digress.
Retrograde right now.
We digress.
It is Appreciate a Dragon Day.
Okay.
Which I thought was crap, and then I started to think about it. So you know what? I put together my top 10 list. Of my favorite dragons of all time.
Oh, sweet. I am so into this. All right, let's hear it.
All right.
All right.
So.
We can start from 10 or 1?
Oh, starting from 10. What list, what countdown list has ever start at 1?
I don't know.
Let's
not
from
a good
the
one.
Best.
Yeah, just all
so
downhill
get
from
less
here.
Less interested as we go along.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I didn't want to listen to it if you're starting from the least. I mean, yeah, from the best, I mean.
Yeah. No, that would be stupid.
All right, what's your favorite?
I know something.
All right, what's your favorite dragon?
Okay.
I already know my favorite dragon.
Number 10. Is Draco from Dragonheart.
Okay.
The movie Dragonheart.
I
100% the talking dragon
forgot about
voiced
that.
Voiced by Sean Connery.
I don't know if I knew that or not.
That is a fact.
Okay.
Almost. I'm pretty sure it's a fact.
I didn't even. I'm going to have to watch that.
I forgot
that.
About that. I forgot about that. Honestly, when I got to like 7, I was like, shit, I don't
I'm
know.
I'm running out of
dragons.
Yeah, I'm actually
but,
struggling
and then, but
to
like,
think
I actually used to like really like this movie. Dragonheart's about this like, basically this young prince who's supposed to become a prince, but then he gets stabbed or something, and in order for him to be able to continue to live, like the people of the town go to this dragon, so like basically like this person becomes intertwined with this dragon, so they're both like have the same heart.
That's pretty sweet. I want to get intertwined.
But it was like a
dragon.
Talking dragon, and it was voiced by Sean Connery or whatever, and it was super awesome.
You better
I
have
loved
a...
that movie when I was very young.
I did too, actually.
It was awesome.
You better have a Hungarian horntail on this list. I'm going to flip out.
Hungarian horntail?
Yeah. From Harry Potter.
Oh.
Goblet of Fire,
you,
dude?
You might be upset with this list.
Oh, god dang.
All right. Going on to number 9. We have Toothless.
Yes. Okay.
Toothless is great.
He's way higher up on my
dude,
list.
You don't know my list.
I'm just saying.
Before you start saying
Toothless
anything,
is like number 3 on
dude,
my list.
Dude, I'm going to be dropping some,
okay,
some dope,
drop
like,
some bombs.
Some dragons in here. But Toothless is great.
Toothless is awesome. I love
How
that
to Train
movie.
Your Dragon. They're coming out with like, I think, the third and final movie. But
I never saw 2.
I never saw 2 either.
Okay.
But 1 I love.
1 is amazing.
1 was great. I was like actually pleasantly surprised with it because I think it was like on HBO.
Yeah.
And I watched it some afternoon. I just like turned it on and I was like, oh, this is actually like pretty cool.
That's the best because I didn't remember. Maybe we were too old to get the hype. But I didn't remember a lot of hype around that one. And I did the same thing. I watched it like on HBO or something. I was like, that was great.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. It was actually a legitimately good movie. So number 8 on the list is Mushu from Mulan.
Oh, from Mulan. Milan,
so, voiced by Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, it was great.
He's great. I mean, Disney movies, the old cartoon movies always have a place in my heart. So
Animated.
And by easily the most funny dragon on this list.
Definitely hilarious.
Easily the most funny dragon on this
hilarious
list.
Hilarious dragon.
Number 7, I have Shenron
from course,
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, Shenron is awesome.
Which is just fantastic.
Shenron's scary.
I know there's not a lot of Dragon Ball Z fans maybe that are listening to this.
There are a ton of Dragon Ball Z fans.
That are listening to this podcast I finish my sentence.
It's debatable.
Shenron. But Shenron over, yeah.
Gotta collect those Dragon Balls also.
Oversaw the Dragon Balls, everything.
He would give you a wish. Or three, depending if it's the Namekian.
Yeah. So, anyway. Number six on my list, Viserion.
Oh, okay, yeah.
From A Song of Ice and Fire, or Game of Thrones, G-O-T. As most people know it.
Yeah.
Just, and I don't want to put any spoilers into Viserion, but
it's a dope
there's
dragon.
A lot of badass.
Yeah, there's a lot of badassery.
Just a lot of destruction.
Right.
Number five on the list, Dragonite from Pokemon.
Yep. Of course. I also have a Pokemon on my list already.
Yeah. Who, like, I've always, you know, Dragonite, fantastic Pokemon, if anybody's
freaking
part.
Sweet.
This
He's
is
all
another
thick.
Anime. Yeah.
It's all real thick dragon. Thick,
pleasant looking, but has a sharp bite. Will attack.
Hyper Beam, bro.
Hyper Beam. One of the most powerful moves in all of Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. So, in number four, Falcor.
I don't
remember
Falcor.
The dragon from A Never-Ending Story.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like kind of like this dog face
dragon.
Yeah,
he's the dog face
dragon. And, you know, he made the list because, like, it always has a special place in
my heart.
He is
way too high up on your list.
I loved The Never-Ending Story when I was a kid. I used to watch that movie, like, all the time. And he also is getting points for originality in a dragon.
It is very original.
If you just, like, looked at a picture of Falcor, you'd be like, that's not a dragon.
It makes you uncomfortable.
It's like
bit.
A flying dog.
Yeah, it is. It's basically a flying dog. It's all fluffy.
So maybe Falcor made it high up the list. All
right.
But number three, I had to go with the OG, the original, Puff the Magic Dragon.
Okay.
Puff the Magic Dragon lives by the sea.
Live by the sea.
You know. And, you know, Puff the Magic Dragon.
Why is that number two on your list?
Three, first of all.
Oh, whatever.
I'll have to pay attention. Because you have to give it up for the OGs, man.
I guess.
You have
is that
to
the
give
OG?
It up. He was like the first dragon.
He was
I think
not
I
the
ever
first dragon.
Knew about.
Oh, that you knew about, yeah.
And that most kids know about, are introduced to.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, man, you got to give it up for the people that came here first.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't that
that'd be like?
I thought the whole song was just like a metaphor.
No, there
for
was like a there was a story. Maybe it was
about
a
drug use.
I thought that was like rumored. That's just hearsay conjecture.
I don't know if it's hearsay.
It's conjecture.
I'm not sure.
It's conjecture.
I'm not sure if it's hearsay.
Dude, who cares?
All right, whatever.
Anyway,
yeah, he's
that
a sweet
makes
guy.
Him cooler.
Okay.
First of all, if his association is with any drug culture, it makes it cooler automatically.
Okay, fine.
Number two.
Yes.
I went with Smaug.
Oh,
from
Smaug.
Lord Snug. Of the Rings fame.
Yeah.
Just a money hoarding.
The
fantastic.
Hobbit. Yeah.
I mean, like, any dragon that just terrorizes, but yeah. also literally just sleeps on beds of gold coin.
I'm a fan of
like,
scary.
That's awesome.
I'm a fan of the scary dragon.
Yeah.
Like a scary dragon.
Yeah, and he's scary.
Wow.
He had a lot of viciousness.
He's super scary.
This is a little weak spot. Well, if that scares you, my number one of all time, official Justin Dorsey's dragon listing, is Godzilla.
Okay.
I went with Godzilla. He
is he a dragon?
Is probably the most well-known dragon.
Is he a dragon or is a big-ass lizard?
What is a dragon but a big-ass lizard?
I guess that's true. I mean, yeah, but he's like more a lizard. He can't fly.
Do dragons have to fly?
Yes, because there's a difference between a wyvern and a dragon.
You're making things up.
I'm not. Google it.
You're making up.
I'm gonna Google
fictional.
It's Godzilla
beings now.
A dragon.
I'm. What else would he be? It's a large lizard freaking thing with a tail that blows fire.
I don't know. He looks like a T-Rex, dude.
I still don't know what you like.
I have problems with this list. You have Puff way too high up. You had someone else way too high up that
Falcor.
I can't remember. Falcor was way too high up. Honestly, I'm not even sure if Falcor should have made the list in general.
I love Falcor. All
right, fine.
But
whatever.
I don't know.
It's your list. It's your preference.
You're just going to pick what, some like whack ass one. The Hungarian one out of.
No, the Hungarian Horntail is up there. Charizard's on my list.
Charizard. I should have had Charizard.
Toothless is on my list. The Elder Dragon from Skyrim is on my list.
I thought about putting him on the list,
yeah.
But I did not think that reference would translate to anyone.
It's probably going on this podcast. Yeah.
So I left him off the list. Right, I went for more popular dragons.
Okay, all right.
More pop culture dragons.
Pop culture dragons, yeah. And then, yeah, I would have also had GOT dragons on there.
Yeah, the Game of Thrones dragons, yeah. Great.
Yeah, that's about it. I can't think of any other dragons. So,
there wasn't really that much problem with my list.
No.
I had a lot of good dragons. Mm-hmm. You definitely forgot about a couple of them.
You
definitely weren't thinking of Shenron or Mushu.
I didn't think about Shenron at all. That's a fantastic... He's definitely on my top 10 also. Yeah. Mushu is great. I don't know if he's on my list. He's too small. Dude.
Too small for what? We're talking about awesome dragons.
I know, but I'm saying for my list. That's what I like big, scary dragons.
No dragon can make
you know who's on my list, too? The other dragon in How to Train Your Dragon that was freaking huge. I was eating all the other dragons.
Oh, he's scary.
I don't even know what his name is.
Yeah, you like scary dragons.
I like scary dragons.
Which makes me a little bit more perplexed at your protest against Godzilla.
Yeah, because I'm not even sure he's a dragon. He's more of like a dinosaur, now that I'm thinking about it. He looks like a T-Rex.
A dragon is pretty much a dinosaur.
Yeah, but a dinosaur that can fly. I think a dragon has to fly.
No. Well, I don't think so.
It's up for debate.
That's like saying a bird has to fly.
I've read this breakdown about how it would be impossible for dragons to fly.
Yeah, no shit. But like 500 or 5,000 tons. Like, <I'm> a... You know what? I bet it's also scientifically impossible for them to breathe fire.
Yeah.
For organisms to breathe fire.
Yeah, most likely.
Artificially.
How much would they have to eat? They have to eat like several whales every day, probably.
Just feed them livestock, you know?
But then their bones would have to be like aerated, like bird bones
bird
are.
Bird bones, yeah.
But that doesn't work if you're that big, I think.
It's why lizards don't fly.
Yeah. And are they cold-blooded? Are dragons cold-blooded?
This is stupid. Okay. I don't know. Okay, and we're back. So I know, what was it, last week or whenever, I was talking about how we were going to do some little like changes to the format and everything that we do here. So this is like one of the first of them, and it's a segment that I'm calling First World News.
First World News. I'm gonna come up with a song for that. A jingle.
Yeah. I'm probably gonna put music over the back of this.
Oh, nice.
Too.
Oh, so sweet. Really cool. All right, cool.
So it'll actually sound better than it does now.
Oh,
I gotta stop
eating
because I keep spitting food over the microphone.
Yeah, we've been crushing some tots.
Kevin just got an air fryer.
This
is as most First World News as you can get. Kevin got a freaking air fryer.
Shout out to my cousin who bought off the registry. I don't know if it wants to be named.
It's fire. And we've been eating tater tots and sweet potato fries.
We've eaten a bag of tater tots.
It's so good. That thing is dangerous.
It's amazing.
It's so good, though.
Fantastic present. Thank you, cuz.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend anybody getting an air fryer. But, I keep spitting food everywhere.
It's so fast and crispy.
But... So, first world news, to describe what this is, it's basically what you think it is. It is news that is uniquely first world, as it really only pertains to people that like, if these are, like, real news stories, or these are, like, real problems, then, wow, it's super first world. Like, that's just not happening everywhere. Like, murders, robbery, like, that type of stuff happens everywhere. It doesn't matter first world, third world, anything.
It's like an Onion article if it were true.
Which is, almost every day in our lives.
Yeah.
But we won't get into that part. So, first thing I have for the first world news. Netflix is raising their subscription prices.
Are you kidding me?
Did you see this?
I did not.
You didn't see this? Oh, my God.
They already raised it recently. Recently.
It was a few years ago. So, all three of the company's plans will increase by $1 to $2. So, the standard plan, which is $11 now.
That's the one I pay for.
Which, first of all, when I first started joined Netflix, maybe like 4 years ago, it was $9.
Oh, see, I joined.
Or it was like $7. I think when I joined, it was $7.
Yeah, because, well, I joined when it was like the $7 one DVD per month, and you get the DVD shipped to you, and you send it back in that shitty envelope.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't do that part.
And, but they had, anyway, we don't need to get into it.
But, yeah, well, anyway, but now it's going from $11 to $13.
That's because they're giving Adam Sandler and Dave Chappelle hundreds of millions of dollars.
Well, that's what they're saying. Like, a lot of it, well, the streaming business is getting pretty crowded now. Everybody's streaming.
We're turning everything right back into what we were trying to stop in the first place.
Well, it's just alternative ways. Well, it's kind of, it was moving away. The streaming services kind of saw, like, a market inefficiency with people using more and more internet, but not a way to watch stuff. To watch TV on that. So basically, like, because NBC, Universal, like NBC and all their subsidiaries announced on Monday that they'll be launching a stream service. Disney is doing one.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, we're getting
Warner
segmented
Media
again.
Is doing it.
That's why Netflix is busting out all this original content, because everyone's taking all
this
stuff.
Competing, but like, they're the ones.
Yeah.
They're the ones that started this whole craze.
But that's what I'm saying. Now they have to come up with their own content because all the other companies are pulling their stuff out to put it on their own streaming services.
Yeah, and they've been doing that. They've been purchasing tons of rights. They've been producing their own content for a little while. But, I mean, just to be able to compete, though, like, with people pulling out, like you said, like, that's why they have to charge $13 a month.
What streaming services do you have?
I have Netflix.
Yeah.
And Amazon, Prime. I need your Hulu password.
Yeah, I have Hulu only because
I need your Hulu password.
I only have Hulu because,
by the way,
I've told you that I'll give it to you.
I put it in, I think,
allegedly,
one time, and it
allegedly
didn't work.
If you typed it in wrong, then.
Okay.
I'll sit here while you do it. Allegedly. The only reason I have Hulu is because I still have this, like, I get the student discount, and it's $5 a month.
No, that's a good deal. If I could still get that,
I don't know if I would renew Hulu after. Although I might, I like Hulu a lot. We deleted Netflix, or we canceled Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't last long. We got it back.
Yeah, I like Netflix. They put out some good stuff. I personally like a lot of their stand-up content.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
See? Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the stand-up content, but yeah, they have a lot of other stuff.
Like, they have tons of other stuff, tons of good programming. I gotta put you onto this one cartoon. It's like kind of like a kid's cartoon, but it's super funny. I like haven't watched like an original cartoon as funny as
Big Mouth. One.
No, because it's like four kids.
Oh, it's
but there's
four
like
kids.
Some like, it's kind of like there's some like just
like Adventure
cool,
Time
like,
was.
Yeah, basically okay. Like that. It's called Cupcake and Dino.
Oh my god,
it's fun. It's hilarious.
All right, what's it about?
Just give it a
okay. I'll check it out.
It's stupid. Like if I just tell you what it is, like, cause it's a cupcake, because it's Cupcake and Dino General Services. So it's these brothers. One's a dinosaur. One's a cupcake.
All right. I'll check it out.
And they just do general services for people. It's funny.
That sounds good.
But it, like, just the writing's really good. And like the interactions is like really, it's just like funny organically, like cool. But yeah, so I'm assuming a lot of people are gonna lose their crap over this, but nobody's gonna cancel Netflix because of this.
Nah, no one will cancel.
Everybody's cord cutting nowadays.
People probably
won't even. Streaming service.
The thing is, so many people just do. I mean, you have to do the auto pay anyway. Probably people aren't even gonna notice. Probably.
No.
This is like,
you would just start paying.
Yeah.
If I didn't tell you this, your thing would go up and you just be.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
You
know.
Would not have known.
I wouldn't have known.
You were shocked. They announced this like a week ago.
Oh my God. Where have I been?
I don't know, man. That cold really, really hit you.
Yeah.
So that's just the first piece.
Okay, let's
see,
the
like, what
piece?
I'm talking about. These are uniquely first world problems. Like, oh, Netflix, the subscription's going up. Oh my God.
It's a
like,
definite first world
it's not
problem.
Really that big idea. You know, we're all live.
It is kind of a big deal though, because recently, a couple weeks ago, I actually went through, like, I had my whole list of bills, and like, I saved like $25 a month from cutting out all these freaking subscription things I was signed up for, like a dollar, like $2 here, $3 here, and I was like, oh my God. Extrapolate
there's
that.
For that though,
there's too. A ton of people out there who are paying for stuff that they don't even know about because they probably don't check.
Because they don't realize. And everything's just on autopay.
You know what's a big one with that? When you buy a car and it comes with Sirius XM. And then it, like, you get the first couple months or a year free, and then you start getting, like, charged, like, $30 a month. Yeah. I guarantee you people don't cancel.
My dad, like, nonstop, like, because every time you cancel, they'll give you a deal.
Oh, right.
Because my dad bought his car, like, 3 years ago or something like that. And maybe longer than that. And they got, like, 6 months Sirius. And then he still has Sirius. Like, I think he still has Sirius in there. He might not anymore, but, like, he, every time it would be about to expire, he's like, I'm canceling. And they're like, oh, well, how about, like, 3 months longer? And like, but regardless, whatever. Second item that I have for first world news. Costco is now selling a 27-pound bucket of macaroni and cheese.
That is fantastic. Why is this a first world problem?
It's a first... Well, it's not a problem. It's news.
Oh, first world news. I thought this was a problem.
No, never mind. Just news.
I was going to say, this is fantastic.
It's just news that is extremely first world. Like, so, the fact that there's so... So, for $90, you can get a 27-pound bucket of macaroni and cheese, which is technically 180 servings, they said. And that has a shelf life of 20 years, which that's the sketchiest part.
What's for...
about all of this.
End of the world. What are they... The people, preppers.
Doomsday.
Preppers, yeah.
No, but how the hell is it going to last 20 years?
Well, it's not cooked.
It's not cooked?
I don't think so. It can't be cooked.
It doesn't matter if it's cooked. It's cheese.
No, but it's probably the powdered cheese. Like Kraft mac and cheese.
So you're saying not real cheese?
None of the cheese in that
what?
Mac and cheese.
I don't want mac and cheese that has a shelf life of 20 years. That's all I'm saying.
I know, but...
There's no way that can be that good.
But think about if you're a prepper, you have such limited options now, this is probably fantastic news for them. Otherwise, you just have cans of beans.
Well, guess what? All the Costco's were already sold out.
I'm sure.
Of all the buckets.
If I knew about this earlier, I probably would have got one.
For like a week.
They just built a new Costco by my job.
So they're trying to, like, I guess, make more of them. But I don't know. That just seems insane.
It is.
Nobody needs a...
No.
Even, like, you're a doomsday prepper. That seems, like, impractical for space.
I only like the mac and cheese.
Like 180 servings of mac and cheese.
If it's not homemade mac and cheese, then it at least has to be like the Velveeta kind with like the cheese and the, like this, like, you know, that, like, you know what I'm talking about with that cheese?
Not the Velveeta cheese.
The Velveeta cheese.
Yeah, yeah. That's not powder.
No, that's not powder.
But it is still not like.
It's definitely artificial. Yeah. It comes in like a packet.
It comes out just like you don't have to warm it
for
it to become liquid.
It's just on the shelf of that packet.
Just liquidy, silver, yeah. I don't even know how they package that. Type.
It's good though.
But I don't. This just seems like, you know, the majority of people that are buying that aren't doomsday preppers.
No.
Because there just aren't that many doomsday preppers
that we know of. Maybe there's a ton of doomsday preppers.
There's not.
No. I wonder how often you have to like switch out the
that's
things.
That's like kind of like one of those. Even if you're a doomsday prepper, I kind of feel like that's one of those things. It's kind of like being a vegan. Like, you want people to know that you're, like, that type of lifestyle.
It, yeah.
Like, it's obvious that you live that type of lifestyle.
Yeah. And you're, like, probably have, like, a locker full of guns. Dude,
yeah.
And, like, a bunch of Crystal Light water bottle things.
Your truck with the NRA sticker.
Definitely one of those stickers. Well, anyway.
Don't tread on me. Another... news that I had for first world news but now guess what you can buy for a mere price of $16,500.
Talk about that?
Huh?
Go ahead.
What did you
say? Talking about the TV?
No.
Oh.
No, not yet.
Oh,
that's what I wanted you to talk
I'm
about.
I'm so excited about that.
Because you have some first world news.
All right,
too.
Keep
These
going.
Are
Sorry.
Just mine.
All right, I dig it.
But this one is, after 50 years of her death, you can finally buy a lock of Marilyn Monroe's hair.
Ew, who has that hair?
For $16,000.
Where did that hair go?
I
mean, obviously it came
I
from
don't
her,
know.
But who was keeping this hair?
Moments in Time, a purveyor of specializing in collectibles, is now offering up a lock of Monroe's famous mane, giving the public a chance to own a piece of old Hollywood history. And
something doesn't sit well with me buying someone's like biological.
I don't really this article. I'm like reading this article. Does not really go into where the hair come from. It comes encased,
in a
glass case with like some sort of like picture.
I would need like a certificate of authentication. Like,
I would imagine.
Authentication.
Huh? Authentication.
Authentication.
Yeah.
Authentication.
There's no F.
Authentication. Identification is what I was thinking of. I would need some kind of certificate of approval. I would need proof that was her DNA.
Well, since it's hair, isn't there like DNA in hair?
Yeah. Shitload of DNA. I mean, it is. That's like when they take like a hair sample usually.
Right, yeah. So you could probably get that point. I forget. It doesn't have in here some other article I was looking at. It's $471 per strand of hair that's on the lot.
Oh, you can buy individual strands in the lot.
No.
Oh, okay.
And that's just dividing, because like they know exactly how many hairs are in the lock.
Oh, that means me.
So whatever, we'll do whatever 471 times whatever to get to 16,500.
Someone's gonna buy it probably. That's the weird.
Yeah, no crap. Somebody's gonna buy it. Why? Because. Well, you know what? You know who that's a problem for? First world people.
Yeah, you're right.
First world rich.
You're right.
But you have a couple of stories your own.
1% problem.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, actually, I had one more.
All right.
I had
busted out
one more, and I didn't put this one out, but I know the details so vividly. So this Saturday in Toronto, Taco Bell is they're opening up this billboard that just dispenses nacho cheese.
Ew, like a nacho fountain?
It's a nacho cheese fountain. It's a billboard.
A billboard?
People can go and just bring whatever they want.
That's
and
just,
get nacho cheese.
It's so gross.
All day.
Have you ever been to a Golden Corral?
I've been to a Golden Corral, but not since I was much younger.
I could just imagine that chocolate fountain, but like times 50. 1,000.
Well, I mean, million. I feel like it's going to be some sort of line. Not just gonna be like
a free for all,
a trough. Of
Even if there is a line, you got people like they're gonna get their whole hand in it.
Oh yeah, they're just gonna shove it up in there, man.
That's great.
Well, it's Toronto. It's Canada. It's a little cleaner.
Yeah, they'll queue up.
But, yeah, exactly. Definitely got their poutine ready to go.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was fascinating, and I don't know why they're only doing that in Toronto. Why they're not doing that here? But it's very upsetting. I've never been to Toronto. I thought this might, if I had a little bit more knowledge of it in advance, I would probably go make the trip. But you had some other first world news stories that you wanted to get into. You had like
CES was this past week, which is the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas, and it's this big where companies come out with ridiculous stuff.
Right.
Where companies will show off what they have, such as LG, who has a new TV coming out. It's an 88-inch 8K. Well, there's two models. There's an 88-inch 8K and a 65-inch 4K. Retractable TV. And it's thin. It's so thin.
Wait, retractable from what?
It comes in this like big base, like a base, which has a Dolby Atmos soundbar.
Oh my god.
And so it then...
I don't even know what some of the words you're using mean.
Just think, it's like the best sound. It's like what a fantastic soundbar. And if you're out there, watch a video of it, YouTube a video of it, because it is ridiculous. And then it comes, you can have it like poke out like a quarter of the way, so it just shows like the time, and you can play like Spotify, or it'll show like
the
weather for the week. It's got Alexa, it's got all of the...
Wait, really?
It's like, it's in the...
What if I have a Google Home already? Is it compatible?
You might have to throw a Chromecast into it, I guess.
Okay.
Or maybe Alexa, I don't know. Look, I don't know. All I'm saying is, it is...
It's the future. The future is here.
The Super Bowl this year is going to be filmed in 8K. I don't have a 4K anything.
I don't have a 4K anything either.
Behind.
Who the hell has an 8K TV already?
I think they're just... They have to be just doing it to say they can do it.
Right.
I guess.
Nobody has an 8K TV.
Let's buy this new LG one. Watch the videos of it.
So I'm still on 1080. So
yeah, me too.
I'm still on that 1080p.
I feel you.
But yeah, that's definitely first world as hell. It is kind of amazing, some of it. Just the technological advances we're doing, just for straight leisure purposes.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
that's all I want to say about the TV. And then the next thing would be the Bird Box Challenge. That is all the rage right now.
Which I remember you saying, and that's not a rage.
People are raging. We're currently watching the video of the retractable.
We can watch this later.
Look at
this.
That. Look how thin it is.
That is really thin.
It's so thin.
That's really thin. That's insane.
Look how ridiculous it looks in the
video. How does that get in? So that rolls up?
Yeah, rolls up and down.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
Everybody, I would definitely go.
Yeah, it rolls up in there. That's what's even crazy.
That's wild.
It's not a very big base station.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. I get that.
All right, but yeah, the Bird Box Challenge.
The Bird Box Challenge, explain, what do you mean the Bird Box Challenge?
Well, for all the people out there who aren't aware, the Netflix movie Bird Box that...
We talked about it on our last podcast.
Well, for those who are just joining us on this episode...
we went over Bird Box.
Hey, we get new listeners
every week.
We gave
spoilers.
We're getting new listeners every week. They might not have gotten through the backlog yet.
It's true.
So, a couple weeks ago, the Bird Box movie came out. Which, if you don't know, I don't know how you don't know. It's blindfolded. People are blind.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock. It's fantastic. Everybody knows what's going on with Bird Box.
We don't know if it's fantastic. There's a lot of debate about whether or not it's fantastic.
Well, it's created a lot of public debate.
A lot of buzz.
A lot of people have seen it. It's pretty successful.
But now kids are blindfolding themselves and doing stuff.
Yeah. But, well, see, you sourced this one news article where it's some... Because there's a scene in the Bird Box movie where they go out to drive to the grocery store and they have to cover all the windows with, like, just... They have to black it out. They're not able to see anything, so they can't see out into anything. So apparently this one girl, she... I don't know, did this in real life. She was like a 16-year-old girl.
Yep.
Took her like mom's car or something.
Yep.
Everything was blacked out, and she got into a car accident in like an intersection. Like,
yeah, it was at an intersection.
Just stupid behavior.
Mm-hmm. She also had passengers in the car.
Right. Yep. I don't know why. See, that's stupid, and that's not a challenge because no one else is doing that. That's stupid. That's reckless endangerment. Deserves to be blocked away for forever because that's stupid. Why do you think that is anything that you should be doing just out in the real life?
I did a lot of questionable things at age 16, but I did not do anything close to blindfold myself while driving.
It's not even just blindfolding. She blocked out the car windows.
Yeah.
And was driving around in the daytime.
So bad.
Right.
That's so bad. That's why parents are afraid of the kids driving. And it's like, you have to be afraid now. There's some moron out there driving blind. It's bad enough people are texting and driving.
It's miserable.
Yeah, it sucks.
And see, and I don't want to get into it too much, but like a lot of people are commenting, like these older people be like, oh man, first it's Tide Pods, and now they're doing this stuff.
That was different.
And literally nothing pisses me off more than that type of rhetoric.
Yeah.
Because, first of all...
Although that kind
every,
of... Actually,
every ahead. Older generation of people... Look at the younger generation, like, they're idiots. They don't know what they're doing. Everything they're doing is stupid. All you old people that are out there, your parents and grandparents said the same thing about you when you were young.
I'm going to be honest. I'm starting to think about it on the younger generation.
And I keep conscious... idea. I think about it consciously whenever I'm like, oh, these dumb kids. I'm like, well, I used to do stuff that was dumb when I was younger that adults didn't understand, and I was into music that people didn't understand. We did stupid stuff that whatever.
I don't know. There's an argument for this younger generation because they are doing extra stupid stuff to be on YouTube and stuff. Like, no, we didn't have that as much.
That stuff still went on.
That's true. It did still, we just
it
weren't
just
recording
wasn't
it.
Recorded. Like, that's true. People still did stuff. You want to talk about all the sorts of the hazing and type of stuff that still goes on to this day? People, like, doing weird, like, stuff with that. And, like, that stuff's been going on forever. Like, people have been doing crazy, stupid stuff forever. And always want to blame the younger generation.
Well, I could think of a few stupid things we did, actually, now that you said that.
Exactly. And then, but then also, like, just because, what, like, 5 kids on YouTube ate Tide Pods, and then everybody's like, oh, it's the generation that's eating Tide Pods. Like, is that generation eating Tide Pods, or is it, like, 5 kids? Was it, like, 5 fucking people? Right. Like, it's not
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And just because it's, like, famous on YouTube, you, like, classify, like, would be millions of people as to be, like, this type of person, which is stupid and idiotic and close-minded.
Hmm. I don't know how I feel about it. I still think the YouTube thing might play into it a little bit. I'm thinking about that still.
Whatever. Okay, so I had this other game that I wanted to play with you, Kevin.
Ooh, that's
and
nice.
It's slightly stealing like from the Love Line, which, you know, was kind of our introduction to really like talk radio and stuff.
The Ace Man.
A show that we used to listen to all the time when we were younger.
I used to listen to it on my radio alarm clock.
I used to listen. I had like a little boombox thing that I used to listen to Love Line all the time on every night. But I want to play a game with you: Germany, Florida, or other. Because right. You know, most of the craziest stories, the craziest news stories, the bizarre, the weird, just like the off the wall ones, it usually is from Germany or Florida.
Yeah,
like 80% of the crazy stories that you hear about, like people just doing weird stuff, it's Germany or Florida. And sometimes it's other. So I'm going to read you a couple news stories, and you're going to have to tell me whether or not.
But now I'm always going to be thinking other because it's like a red herring.
Exactly.
All right.
All right. So first news story I've got for you. So there is this teenager, 14-year-old teenager, that is being charged with theft, and he's being charged with theft from his mother.
Ooh.
Because this man,
Florida,
I won't give his name, but he stole his mother's jewelry to sell. He pawned off his mother's jewelry to sell. Yeah. In order for him and his friend to go buy a couple of prostitutes and have a night on the town.
I'm saying Florida.
You're saying Florida?
I'm saying Florida. I don't think it's Germany.
It's Germany.
Dang it. Really?
It's Germany.
That seems like such an...
And they went to a brothel.
Not like a European thing.
No,
they went to a brothel.
Yeah, but I have to make it...
Germany has brothels?
I have to give it neutral. They might have went... I didn't get the full story. But the operator of the brothel said the boys...
too young.
That he sent the boys away because they were underage. And that's kind of why they ended up getting caught, because they weren't able to go get the go to the brothel because they were both 14 years old.
Oh my god!
But they sold the kid's mom's jewelry for that excursion.
Dang.
So you're 0 for one. So
all right, 0 for one. All right, next up.
All right, next up we have a man named Wesley was arrested. He was told, or he was like arrested for, I think just, they thought he like for like burglary or something. And they asked him if he had any drugs on him. He said no. And they're like, okay. And then he gets to the precinct or the jail or wherever.
Yeah.
They find 3 syringes in his rectum.
What?
3 syringes in his rectum, and his excuse was they weren't his, and he doesn't know how they got there.
I don't know how they got there. I don't understand that.
3 syringes, also, and he doesn't know how they got there.
Oh, because they do cavity searches, I guess, when you go to jail.
Yeah, yeah. When he got in there, they removed the 3 syringes from his rectum.
Well, I think that's in America. So I'm.
So then, yeah.
I'm going to say Florida. I'm going to say Florida.
You're right.
Yeah.
That was Clearwater, Florida. Or no, wait. That was not in Clearwater.
Clearwater, isn't that the Scientology place?
Or it's Pinellas County.
Oh, Pinellas County.
Or no, this is Clearwater. Yeah, Clearwater, Florida.
Yeah, isn't that the Scientology place?
I don't know.
I think it is.
What Scientology place?
Like the headquarters or whatever.
I thought the headquarters was like L.A.
Oh, yeah. Something's in Clearwater. It wasn't. I thought something in Scientology.
But could you imagine being arrested and having 3 syringes in your rectum, first of all? And then your excuse is, I don't know how they got there. They're not mine. That's a bold move. that I don't know.
That sounds incredibly dangerous to me.
How do you think that would work?
The flag building is referred to as the superpower building, is the largest building in Clearwater, California.
Is that a Scientology building?
It looks, yeah. Yeah, I believe so.
No, it's a bunch of crazy people. Okay. So, you're 1 for 2.
Yeah, it's
good job. Good job.
Thank you.
I'm impressed at your job that you've done so far. I've got this next story for you. So, a man, he was caught. So, you know all the rage now, these home security systems.
Oh, yeah.
They had, like, the video doorbells.
See, I already know about that. He's licking the doorbell.
Yeah, he's the guy.
I knew this story.
There's a man who he was recorded licking a doorbell for 3 hours.
3 hours, yeah.
3 hours long. And, like, I, at this point, like, I don't even care why he was licking the doorbell. I want to know why he was licking it for so long.
Did you, that's true. I don't know.
That's what, insane.
I don't
3 hours did to you, lick a doorbell.
He that's looks crazy. At the camera, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
It might not be, like, very visibly noticeable. You might think it's just, like, something on the door or whatever. Or, like, a peephole or something.
Yeah.
That it might look like. But 3 hours licking a doorbell? That's wild. But you have to tell me, was this in Germany, Florida, or other?
Yeah, I knew the story, but I don't know where it took place. I know it didn't happen in Germany. So I'm just going to say other.
You're right.
Yes.
It was in California.
Yeah, I feel bad at cheating on that one because I did know about this story.
No, it wasn't really cheating. You didn't know where it was. Although, I guess you kind of, like,
ruled out
knew
Germany.
It was in Germany.
Yeah. But that is so... I mean, he got charged with a misdemeanor. I don't know what they charge him with, I guess. Like, what you get charged... Being fucking creep, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know what... The actual charge.
Right, I know.
Because it's so horrible. It's like, there's some guy out here. I mean, they didn't know, apparently. The kids didn't know or something. But
oh, really?
Yeah. But, like, why?
Well, like, it's just weird. It's very weird behavior. It's very uncomfortable.
Seems sexual.
But, like, I feel like a lot of people,
seems like... Law and Order SVU.
A lot of people don't realize, like, if you don't, like, work at home or something, like, a lot of people just be, like, around the house. There's a lot of people just, like, that will float around your house during a day. Like,
yeah.
Like, that you don't know about. That, like, a lot of these security systems, like, especially, like, these, like, video, like, surveillance stuff, it's probably going to make you more paranoid than feel more safe.
Well, yeah, my cousin actually has one of those that points out towards his driveway, and I can't remember the full story, but it was a situation where, like, someone pulled in his driveway and was just, like, chilling. For like a while. He'll tell me the story after this.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember.
But like, yes, you're stuff right. like that happens weird all stuff. The time. And you'll see some, like, stuff will just happen, like, at your house, like, all the time. Stuff happens, like, all the time.
Yeah.
People around your house. There's a lot of people that will just be around your house that you have no idea about. All the time, every day. And I don't think people really realize
that'll scare everyone.
I mean, it's true.
I know.
It's like, I don't know. It's just like what happens. Like, if you work at home, you'll realize that because you'll be around, like, when, like, people are just, like, around and, like, look out.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Who
especially,
the hell's around my house?
Especially in the city. What's going on? When we first moved
it's
to the
It's not even just the city. Suburbs.
No, I said especially in the city, though.
Or, like, did you would think.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think. But there's all sorts of, like, people looking for houses, plumbers, people working on houses, like, all sorts of crap goes on. But then, okay. So I have the last news story.
All right. Last news.
You're 2 for 3.
All right. Now. That's great. That's good odds.
Okay, keep it positive. Keep it above 500. Or are you going to go 500?
It's good race.
Okay. So a man recently was just arrested after he threatened his neighbors. Apparently, they heard a lot of noise coming. Okay. From the next door, they went next door to ask him to turn down the music, and argument entailed after that. And then the man said that he was going to go kill them with kindness.
Oh!
And then he goes back into his house and emerges with a machete, with the word kindness written on it.
Oh my God!
And attempts to attack these people. So then officers end up seeing, because, like, neighbors see all of this, because this is all going out on the front lawn.
Yeah, right.
And neighbors see all this stuff, like, going on, and the police show up, and he was, like, arrested. Apparently he was pretty drunk, but he said he was going to go
kill. He was pretty drunk.
Yeah. That... Smelled alcohol, so it said kill him with kindness. Kindness was written on a machete that he tried to attack
machete.
The neighbors with.
That is...
Where did that happen?
It definitely seems to me to be an American thing. So I'm going to say other just to... I'm going to say other.
Oh, close.
Florida.
It is Florida.
God dang. Yeah. That's... Dang it, yeah.
That was a Florida story of a man in Milton, Florida, Brian Stewart, allegedly cut his neighbor with a machete with the word kindness written on it.
That's kind of definitely like... wouldn't that make it premeditated?
I don't know.
Because like, if he actually killed them, it'd be like, you said you were going... and then you have a weapon named kindness.
Like, you knew what it's an insane story.
That's crazy.
One of the only stories that you could imagine happening in only Florida. Oh, man. I swear to God, those are the craziest places.
Jeez.
But we're about to come to a close. But before we go, I had another Grind My Gears segment.
Grind My Gears.
You really know what's grinds my gears.
What is grinding those gears?
Well, recently, this past weekend, okay, we had a lot of snow.
Yeah.
And on Saturday, it snowed. A lot of people, like, it was the first snow of the year, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Some people like it. Some people don't. Here or there. But you know what I don't like? When I'm driving to work on Monday. It snowed on Saturday.
Yeah.
Driving to work on Monday on the highway.
Oh, Beltway. I already know what you're going to say.
People that don't clean off their
I'm
cars.
So there with you.
It's also dangerous. It's annoying. It's just reckless. There should be laws against it.
There should be a law against it.
I was literally driving behind a person who had their entire back window was just a sheet of ice. Or just like snow. It was straight up snow. He couldn't see out of it.
Right. Yeah,
There's no way he could see out of it. I'm like, that's dangerous, though. He's weaving in and out of fucking people.
Yeah.
Trying to get to his job. Meanwhile, there's this other SUV on the right hand who's got a chunk of ice flying off the top of their car.
People are crazy.
Literally a chunk of ice that's like 3 feet by like 5 feet. That's like 3 inches thick.
You'll see
it. Just shards flying off, into people's car windows. And, like, it needs to be illegal.
Some people really take it to another extreme, too. Like, you'll be driving. They have, like, 2 feet of snow, it looks like, on the top of their car. Like, what are you doing? And, yeah, it just showers onto your windshield. Yeah.
People, clean off your freaking car.
It takes 2 seconds.
Especially when it's 2 days away. Like, there was a whole other day in between when it snowed.
Yeah.
And when people were out on the highway, this is Wednesday we're recording this, and I was driving on the highway today, and there's people with just still snow pouring off the top of their car and like going to people's windshields while they're driving on the highway. It's just super dangerous. It's stupid. It's annoying. Stop it, all of you people out there.
I cleaned my car off on Saturday.
It grinds the crap out of my gears.
Yeah. Me too. God. That's a good one. That's a great gear grinder.
Gets me riled up, man. But, you know what? I think that'll do it.
That'll do it.
For us this week.
Clean your cars, people.
We appreciate everybody that stuck with us through this whole thing. We love you so much. You are so fantastic.
Tell us your dragons.
But yeah, add us at ThreadLads on Instagram, at LadsThread on Twitter. Your favorite dragons, some of your things that grind your gears, some first world news, some crazy news stories from Germany, Florida, any other like weird stuff that might come out. But we love you so much. And, you know, I'm Justin. And for Kevin, we are the ThreadLads Podcast.
ThreadLads.